This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to talk today about the ascension of Jesus to the right hand of the Father. Before I do, just want to remind you, the programs are archived. If you haven't had a chance to listen to programs this week, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs are archived there, as are Sister Ann Shields' wonderful programs, Food for the Journey, our television programs, The Choices We Face, and Crossing the Goal. You can find them there as well. There's lots of free stuff there for you on the website that we want to be able to give to you to help encourage you in your walk in Christ, that you can go to the website. We have all our newsletters from the past are there available to you. Our booklets, we've written many helpful booklets over the years that touch on God's mercy, on hope, on the role of the Holy Spirit, on the basic gospel message. All kinds of things are there free for the taking. Just go to renewalministries.net. You can just download things. You can just read them right there or download them and share them with others. Also, there's lots of products and books and CDs and DVDs and things that we've created, I think, that have been a great encouragement to many people. And if you're struggling today, if you're struggling with your faith or you find it difficult to find hope, you're up against the wall and you just need some help and encouragement, that's a great place to go. I encourage you to go there and just take whatever you can, friend. And if you need more help, just give us a call. That's why we're here, to be able to encourage and to help as we together help each other move into God's full plan and purpose for each one of us, so we can live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. We can keep an eye on the end, the great gift that God has given to us in Christ, the promise of an eternal salvation. Well, today we're celebrating the Feast of the Ascension, and the Ascension is really the continuation of the resurrection. Jesus died and destroyed the powers of sin and death, and he was raised by the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was raised, and he began to enter into his glory even as he was risen from the dead. Clearly, Jesus was transformed. He was raised with a glorified body, but he was being raised and he was on his way home. The work of salvation, God's ultimate triumph, comes when Jesus takes his seat at the right hand of the Father in human flesh. The victory of God's plan and purpose for the new creation, the human race, is in the person of Jesus, and that work is not only one in the resurrection, but the ascension as well. So the reading from Acts, first chapter of Acts, is given to us today. We'll take a look at that. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days, and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which he had heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. This is such a crucial, such an important moment in the life of Christ and for the whole church. Jesus, for 40 days, walked among the apostles, revealed himself, and he presented himself alive, is what Luke, the author of Acts, wants us to understand. And he was communicating to them the reality of the kingdom of God. Many thought the kingdom of God was the Messiah was going to literally overthrow the Romans and physically establish the kingdom of God in Jerusalem. But the kingdom of God is the reign of God, and the reign of God in Jesus Christ, who will take his seat at the right hand of the Father as the firstborn of a new creation. God's eternal plan in his kingdom is established in a person, in Jesus. And that kingdom is communicated through the forgiveness, repentance and the forgiveness of sins, baptism, and entering into the life that belongs to Jesus. The kingdom will never end. His reign will never end, because he's now at the right hand of the Father in total and absolute glory. He says to the apostles then that they ought to wait in Jerusalem to receive the promise of the Father. We've talked about it many times in this program. The promise of the Father is what? The Holy Spirit. Jesus said, John baptized you with water. That's John the Baptist. baptizing in the River Jordan, leading people to repentance. But Jesus said, the baptism I give is different. Repentance, yes, but repentance and forgiveness of sins comes through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and that forgiveness of sin makes it possible for human beings to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Baptism, literally to be plunged into the life of the Holy Spirit. Luke goes on, he says, when they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Here they are thinking, this is the point, it's going to happen. Let's go have a collision with the powers that be and establish your reign. But Jesus answered them, it's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him coming into heaven. So this is Luke's account of the ascension of our Lord. And the catechism is so clear, helping us understand really what this is about. Catechism, paragraph 665. Christ's ascension marks the definitive entrance of Jesus' humanity into God's heavenly domain. Whence he will come again, this humanity, in the meantime, hides him from the eyes of men. That's a reading from Colossians. But here's the essence. Jesus' humanity enters into the full glory of the Father, into the glory of heaven. Paragraph 666, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, precedes us into the Father's glorious kingdom, so that we, the members of the body, may live in the hope of one day being with him forever. There it is. Friends, this is why the ascension celebrated today in most places, some will celebrate it on Sunday. This is the completion, the return of Jesus into the presence of the Father. The Son who sent forth from heaven returns victorious as King and Lord. And he's now seated at the right hand of the Father, established in full authority. And he's the promise. The Holy Spirit is the down payment. Jesus said to the apostles, wait and the promise of the Father will be given to you. The promise is the Holy Spirit. Everybody needs the Holy Spirit, friends. Every human being needs to be brought into repentance, opening their hearts to Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, entering the waters of baptism to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the new creation. Remember, Christianity, Jesus didn't just pass on information to us. Jesus communicated life to us. Salvation is possible not because we have more information from heaven. Salvation is possible because God's divine life that was united to the human flesh in the person of Jesus is now communicated to us. And the communication of that divine life to make us temples of the living God, to make us children of God, to make it possible for us to be united to God again, to have us be brought from death to life, that's possible because Jesus has ascended to the right hand of the Father. One of us has ascended victorious to the right hand of the Father. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, Peter preaches this very truth. He said to those who saw the outpouring of the Holy Spirit manifested in the life of the apostles, he said, the reason this is happening, what you see and hear, the reason this Holy Spirit is being poured out, why the prophecy of Joel that God's Spirit was going to be poured on all flesh, why it's happening right now is that Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father, that God has made this Jesus Lord in Christ whom you've crucified. Friends, this is the most important thing anybody can know. God's plan and purpose in his Son Jesus Christ. Paragraph 667, Jesus Christ, having entered the sanctuary of heaven once and for all, intercedes constantly for us as the mediator who assures us of the permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? The permanent outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which is what the world needs to be brought from death to life. For salvation to come, the Holy Spirit must be poured out. Because salvation is not a human act. It does not come about by my will or my discipline or my meditation, the accumulation of knowledge, wealth, power, influence. That's not how salvation comes to the world and comes to human beings. It is a gift of God that we receive. And that gift is receiving the precious blood of Jesus and for the forgiveness of our sins, his sacrifice for us, and receiving the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no salvation. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no new life. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no being united to God, which is life. The Catechism is so clear, building on the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. So, Jesus at the right hand of the Father, the Catechism reminds us, he's entered the sanctuary. He's the one who precedes us now. This is so beautiful. Jesus has identified himself with us so we can share in what belongs to him. Let that fill your heart today, friends. You may not be having a great day already at this time of day, early in the morning. You may have a tough day ahead of you. Things in life may not be going the way you'd like them to go. But guess what, friend? It doesn't matter. Those things are passing. As was it St. Therese or Teresa of Avila said, she said, when she gets to heaven, she's going to realize that all the trouble, all the sorrow, all the pain, all the disappointment on this earth that seems so big and so hard is going to be nothing more than just the experience of one night in a bad hotel. Friends, you're headed for eternity. If you've been born anew in Jesus Christ by water and the Spirit, if you've entered his church, if you're living in his mission, you have the gold. You have everything you'll ever need. Your life is headed toward fulfillment, toward absolute, total sharing in the glory of the one who now sits at the right hand of the Father. He's preceded you. And if you're marked by him, you're already marked for an inheritance. You're marked for everything that belongs to Christ to share in it. It's so wonderful. We need to be able to stop and to just quiet our spirit. Quiet your mind, quiet your heart. Let the Holy Spirit bring conviction to your mind and heart. Life-transforming faith, hope, and love. Assurance, conviction that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father and he knows your name. He calls you his own. He calls you his friend. And he's delighted to give you a share in his kingdom. Friends, all will be well. All will be well because he's made his home in you. He's made a down payment on the promise to give you a share in the glory that he now possesses and will possess for all eternity. It's for you and it's for me. Thanks be to God. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.